Ah, there you are. Come in, come in. I was just getting your file out. There we are. Go ahead and sit down. Or you can lay on the couch. Doesn't matter to me. Good. Now, tell me, how are you feeling today? And what caused that? Yeah. Oh, very interesting. Okay. So, I've been thinking about this for a while now. Now, I don't want to project anything onto you. So, if this doesn't feel right, you just let me know, okay? But for as long as we've been having these sessions, the recurring theme seems to be that you just don't trust people, you can't get close to them, and you certainly don't think you're capable of love. Is that about right? Okay. So I'm close, more or less. Now, I want to be able to convince you that you are capable of so much more. And we can get there with traditional therapy. You have to be willing to come back twice a week, probably another 6 months to a year. I'm just guessing. The mind is a crazy thing, and it's very slow going to address these issues with the conscious mind. Which brings me to my point. I would like to try hypnosis on you. No, it's not just for quacks, I promise. And I won't make you prance around like a kitty or, say the word tick and you say talk. It doesn't work like that. Really, the goal is going to be to leave behind a subtle suggestion. Just the concept, in your case, the concept of love, so that when you're going through your day-to-day life, you can dwell on that and bring it out. Utilize it. So tell me, would you be willing to try? Really? Wonderful. Now, I already asked you to make sure you're comfy, but feel free to readjust right now. I want you to find a spot, a position that is just excellent, something that you can hold for a very long time. Okay? Good. Now, the first thing we're going to work on is just relaxing. Okay? I want you to visualize beautiful forest, birds overhead, flowers, if you will. All right, that's a bit girly. Your forest doesn't have to have flowers. But can you just picture it? The smell of trees, Oh, the way the earth feels under your feet. In just a moment, we're gonna walk through that forest. But first, I'm going to help you relax a little bit. I want you to tense up your body all the way. Feel every muscle just contract and pull. Yes, it's all right. Good. Now keep tensing, and release. Notice that there's a relief that comes from that feeling, right? Good. We're going to work through your whole body, getting you more and more relaxed. So, curl up your toes as tightly as you can. Hold it for me. One, two, three, and relax. Good. Now, press your knees together. Feel your thighs and your shins and all of that in your legs. pressing along with your knees. Press hard. Good. Hold. One, two, three, and release. Notice how wonderful your legs are now. They feel loose, peaceful, as though they are never going to move again. Good. Let's do the same for your shoulders. Go ahead and shrug them for me. Good. Now press them in and hold. One, two, three, and relax. Notice how it feels like a weight has lifted off of you as you relax further in. Good. Let's travel down your arms. Press them into your body, tightly squeezing every muscle in your arms. Hold it. One, two, three, and release. Notice how releasing is the same as relaxing. That relaxing makes you feel heavy, but happy. It's a joyful feeling to relax, to melt down into yourself. Next, let's do your hands. Clench them in a fist. Good. Keep clenching. Keep going. One, two, three, and release. Notice how when your hands open back up, it's like they settle in to the perfect spot, as though they were simply meant to sit there. So heavy now. So relaxed. That's a good thing. Now let's focus on your chest. Squeeze your pectoral muscles. Tighten so hard you feel it down in your abs. Keep squeezing. Imagining you're pushing out all the bad feelings, all the negative emotions. They're wound up in you. Hold. One, two, three, and release. Oh, now you're relaxed. As you release, every bad thought flitters away. And in flows a warmth that you've rarely known, a contentment that you always seek. This is what peace feels like. Good. All right. Now listen to my voice. Listen as it rises and falls. It moves almost like a pendulum, back and forth, back and forth. Good. You start to notice another sound somewhere far off in the distance. A sweet, sad song with an underlying beat. Ba-bump, ba-bump, ba-bump. That song calls to you. You can't help but to drift towards the noise. Your body floats down, and you go deep into the forest ahead. 100 yards away, you find a path to lead you into the forest. The trees are so tall and green. They sway from a light breeze. In the background, you hear that song calling you. beckoning you to go deeper and deeper within. 900 yards away, you watch the light filter down through the trees. It dances along your vision, following a merry tune, leading you down and deeper into the forest. 800 yards away, you notice the earth beneath you. It smells of soil, and it's springy under your feet. Your mind goes to happier days, the unspoiled beauty of the forest. It reminds you that there was a time when love was innocent. 700 yards away, a slight breeze rustles through the leaves, beckoning you forward. The smell, the sweet, fresh smell of leaves, mingles with the dark, earthy tones below. The smell reminds you of spring, and your heart feels lighter, imagining happier days. 700 yards away, birds twitter ahead. The soft buzzing of bees flows through the air. All the wonderful noises of the forest complement that song that pulls you in deeper and deeper. 500 yards away, you can just make out a splash of light ahead. It looks so warm and inviting. Looking at that light, your heart beats a little faster, and you notice the song that calls to you. It beats faster too. 400 yards away, your body drifts ever closer to the light. No effort at all on your part. You're merely following the siren call, that beautiful, sweet song ahead. 300 yards away, you can tell now that the light, it's a beautiful clearing in the forest. Patches of blue sky shine, and there seems to be a white swing in the middle, gleaming in the light. 200 yards away, you are fixated on reaching the swing. The song that you hear emanates from it. In the breeze, it goes back and forth, back and forth. And your body follows along, your heart matching in pace. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. 100 yards away, you're getting excited. Oh, you're so close. You can make out the clover mixed in with the grass. A few little dandelions here and there. You can see clouds in the deep blue sky. So close. So close. At long last, you step away from the last few trees and into the clearing. It's so beautiful, so amazing. Birds fly overhead, little specks against the blue. The grass is the perfect length. You can feel it caressing each step. And in the center is that swing, a wooden bench swing, big enough for two, painted pure white. It stands out, lovely, against the green and blue around you. Now let us practice sharing that swing, shall we? From the opposite side of the clearing, a woman approaches. Her strawberry blonde hair glints in the sunlight. She wears a blue dress made of thin material that catches the breeze as she walks. She glides into the clearing, but then stops. It's hard to tell from this distance, but it seems like her eyes are imploring you. Your only choice is to be brave and walk towards her. A smile dashes across her ruby red lips as she starts walking again, her hips swaying with every step. Her breasts rock side to side so naturally, you can't help but to imagine she's wearing nothing else under that dress. Each step that you take closer fills you with anticipation. Your blood rushes around your body. Your stomach is light with butterflies. Oh, this feeling. It's been so long. You can see on her face there is no judgment, no fear. Yes, it's a face of pure joy. When you get close enough, she calls out to you. Hi. Hello there. Fancy meeting someone else in this clearing, huh? It's beautiful, isn't it? I was drawn in by the song. It sounds like my heart. Do you think so, too? Oh. Hey, can you sit on the swing and talk with me for a bit? You sit down. And you tell her all about your life. She listens intently and then returns a story or two. Looking at her face, framed by her golden locks, you just know that no matter what happens after this, that this moment right here, oh, this moment was joy and happiness. That the whole journey down was worth it just for this. So hey, now that we know each other so well, do you think I could get a kiss? She looks a little embarrassed, rosy cheeks flush, and you can't help but to feel a little bit of excitement down south. You lean in gingerly, a slight peck on the cheek. That was nice, but not quite what I was hoping for. There is no question now. She wants what you want. You step off the swing, standing above her. You tilt her chin up, lean in. Her lips are soft and warm. Passionately, you enter her mouth. She tastes sweet as summer. You pull back, and she lets off a small gasp. You know what she wants because you want it to. You become very aware of your growing erection. Now that you've stood up, it would be impossible to hide. She seems to notice your hesitation, a glance down and then back up. Your eyes lock. There are no questions there, only excitement. You lean forward, softly touching her breasts, still hidden by the dress. Oh, but the material is thin. You can make out her erect nipples, the suppleness of her skin. As you knead her breasts, it tilts the swing back ever so slightly. And then she leans back into you. Back and forth. Back and forth. Suddenly, it's like she can't take it anymore. She reaches for your shirt and tries to tug it off. The motion causes the swing to tilt and teeter. You grab onto her, afraid she'll fall off. Oh, I just... Can we do it? Please? It's all the encouragement that you need. Go ahead. Go for it. All right. Help me with my dress. Oh, the breeze feels so wonderful on my skin. Does it give you goosebumps too? Maybe I'm just nervous. Is that okay? Oh, I'm glad. Hey, watch it now. If you keep grabbing my breasts like that, you're gonna push me off the swing. Oh. Oh. The way your tongue is circling my nipples. Oh, it's such a wonderful feeling. Oh, yes. Lean further in so I can kiss your neck. Hey, watch it now. You're gonna tickle me. Oh, you're so wonderful. So sexy, too. I can't help myself. I want to grab your cock. Oh, wow. It's so big. Makes me a little nervous, I'm not gonna lie. But still, so wonderful looking. Tasty, even. You won't mind if I give it a little kiss, will you? And of course, a little taste, too, right? Oh, you taste so good. How can you feel my tongue trace along your shaft, exploring every inch of you? Oh, and your balls. They're so squishy to the touch. Oh, I'll be gentle, I promise. Don't push too hard. I'll fall off the swing. Here, why don't you wrap a hand around my waist and another to steady my head? And let's swing together. You know, as tasty as it is, I think I want it inside me. Oh, please. Let me feel your cock inside me. Yes. Oh, keep thrusting. Deeper now. Deeper. Oh. Oh, yes. Do you feel how slick I am? Oh, it just goes in and out so smoothly. Back and forth on the swing. Oh, what a wonderful experience. Oh. Oh, yes. Can you kiss my tits too while you're doing that? Oh, yeah. Yes, just like that. Oh. Oh. Keep going. Oh, yes. I want to take every inch of you inside me. Oh, I can feel myself contracting around you. Getting even tighter. Or are you getting bigger? Oh, swollen, aching. Oh, yes. I feel the throbbing. Oh, each push. Oh. Oh, there we go. Oh, what a wonderful rhythm. Oh, faster now. Faster. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, are you close? I think I'm gonna come. Oh, ooh. Oh, yes. I'm definitely close. Oh, so close. I think I can count it down. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful? Oh, if we could come at the same time. Oh, I want that. Oh, oh, oh. Quickly now, though. I'm so close. Here. I'll count. Let's try. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, Oh my gosh. Yes. Oh yes. Oh. 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 That was so wonderful. Amazing, actually. But you know, you'll have to go back soon. Promise. Oh, promise me that you'll come look for me out there. Please? Yes, I exist somewhere real. I might not look just like this, but I'm out there. I found you once. Perhaps we'll meet again. Now it's time to go back. 10, 9, feeling so wonderful. 8, 7, your body starts to stir. 6, 5, your eyes open up. 4, 3, you can lift your arms again. 2, 1, awake. Welcome back. I hope you had fun. And I hope that I don't have to see you in therapy anymore.